Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer in Mumbai. Both leaders reaffirm commitment to enhance economic cooperation in key areas of education, technology, defence and critical minerals. India and Australia ink key defence agreements to strengthen operational partnership between the two armed forces. New Delhi welcomes first phase of Gaza peace agreement, says it will pave the way for lasting peace. Election Commission directs political parties against use of artificial intelligence targeting rival parties or candidates in the Bihar Assembly polls. International Monetary Fund predicts global GDP growth at 3% this year. And in Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India to take on South Africa in Visakhapatnam this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a delegation-level talks with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer in Mumbai. During the talks, both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to enhance the economic cooperation in key areas of education, technology, defence and critical minerals. Addressing a joint press briefing with Keir Starmer, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India and the United Kingdom are natural partners, with democracy, freedom and rule of law being the core foundation. Mr. Modi said, both the nations are committed to global stability and economic progress. Talking about the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, Mr. Modi said the agreement will lead to reduction in import cost and generate new employment opportunities for the youth.
Prime Minister Starmer के नेतृत्व में भारत और यूके के रिश्तों में उल्लेखनीय प्रगति हुई है। इस साल जुलाई में मेरी यूके यात्रा के दौरान हमने ऐतिहासिक कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव इकोनॉमिक एंड ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट सीटा पर सहमति बनाई। इस समझौते से दोनों देशों के इंपोर्ट कॉस्ट में कमी आएगी, युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर बनेंगे, व्यापार बढ़ेगा और इसका लाभ हमारे उद्योग तथा उपभोक्ता दोनों को ही मिलेगा.
Stating that the visit of the biggest business delegation from UK to India in almost a decade is a symbol of the new vigour in India-UK partnership, Mr. Modi said both nations are developing valuable partnerships in the field of technology, defence, education, critical minerals and climate change.
हमने क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स पर सहयोग के लिए एक इंडस्ट्री गिल्ड और सप्लाई चेन ऑब्जर्वेटरी की स्थापना का निर्णय लिया है. इसका सैटेलाइट कैंपस ISM धनबाद में हो. सस्टेनेबल डेवलपमेंट गोल्स के प्रति हमारी साझी प्रतिबद्धता हमें दिशा में इंडिया यूके ऑफशोर विंड टास्क फोर्स के गठन का स्वागत करता.
Advocating peace and diplomacy for ensuring global stability, Mr. Modi said maintaining peace and order in the Indo-Pacific region, West Asia and in Ukraine are important. On that note, the Prime Minister noted that India-UK joint military exercise, Konkan 2025, is also an important step in ensuring maritime cooperation between the two nations. He added that defence cooperation is set to increase, with flying instructors from the Indian Air Force working as trainers with the UK's Royal Air Force. The Prime Minister expressed happiness that 9 UK universities will soon open their campuses across India. Mr. Modi said, UK's industrial expertise and research facilities combined with Indian talent will prove beneficial for all. In his statement, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said, India and UK are building a modern partnership focused on the future, calling the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement a breakthrough moment. Talking about the largest British delegation of record 126 businesses visiting India this week, he added the visit will deepen this cooperation through new commitments on technology, security, AI, advanced communication, defence technologies and much more.
this special relationship because we are building something here. We're creating a new modern partnership focused on the future and on winning the opportunities that it offers, and we're doing it together. And that's why we struck the UK-India Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement in July, a breakthrough moment, years in the making, slashing tariffs, increasing access to each other's markets.
Congratulating Mr. Modi for his vision and efforts for a Vikasit Bharat by 2047, the UK Prime Minister said India seems to be on track to achieve this mission and UK would like to become a partner on that journey. India and Australia have inked key defence agreements during the visit of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to Australia. The key defence agreements were signed in the presence of Rajnath Singh and Australia's Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles. Rajnath Singh held talks with his counterpart Richard Marles in Canberra. Both the leaders reviewed the full spectrum of India-Australia defence cooperation, including defence industry, cyber defence, maritime security and regional challenges. The Australian Defence Minister said the newly signed defence agreement with India is a hugely significant step in strengthening the operational partnership between the two nations' armed forces.
The agreement that we've signed in terms of staff talks between our operational commands is hugely significant. We'll really see a much closer operational engagement between our two defence forces, and we're very excited about it. The significance of today is we are seeing in terms of a deep trust and a strategic alignment is now being expressed in a much deeper operational level of engagement between our two defence forces.
According to the joint statement of the Australia-India Defence Ministers' Dialogue, both ministers committed to expand the bilateral defence architecture and enhance consultation and cooperation by conducting an annual Defence Ministers' Dialogue. They welcomed the signing of the Australia-India Implementing Arrangement on Mutual Submarine Rescue Support and Cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the agreement on the first phase of US President Donald Trump's peace plan, which was signed between Israel and Hamas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that the release of hostages and enhanced humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza will bring respite to them and pave the way for lasting peace. He added that this is also a reflection of the strong leadership of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump announced that Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of a U.S.-brokered peace plan to pause fighting in Gaza and release the hostages, ending the two-year-old war. Trump's announcement followed an intense day of negotiations in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. The Madhya Pradesh Special Investigation Team and the Tamil Nadu Police have arrested G. Ranganathan, proprietor of Kanchipuram-based Srishan Pharmacy, this morning for allegedly producing contaminated cough syrup linked to the deaths of several children in Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan. He was picked up from his residence in Kodambakkam, Chennai, by the Madhya Pradesh Special Investigation Team and the state police. Talking to reporters, Chindwara SP Ajay Pandey said the proprietor's medical examination will be done and he will then be brought to Chindwara.
The SIT that left from Chindwara has arrested Srishan Pharma owner Ranganathan. He was rounded up late night and then arrested. His medical examination will be done and further procedure will be undertaken in Chennai. He will then be brought to Chindwara.
So far, 23 children have died from the toxic cough syrup in Chindwara and Betul districts. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav is scheduled to visit children undergoing treatment in Nagpur hospitals today. State Health Minister Rajendra Shukla stated that an SIT is investigating the matter.
The government is very active in taking action in this matter. A case was registered and an SIT was constituted. The owner of the Coldriff cough syrup manufacturing company was arrested.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a meeting to review the security scenario in Jammu and Kashmir. The review meeting is being held in New Delhi. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Director Intelligence Bureau Tapan Kumar Deka, Jammu and Kashmir Chief Secretary Atul Dullo, JNK DGP Alin Prabhat, DG CRPF Gyanendra Pratap Singh, DG BSF Daljeet Singh Chaudhary are attending the meeting, among others. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Election Commission, ECI, has directed political parties against the use of artificial intelligence, AI, targeting rival parties or candidates during the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections and Assembly by-polls. These guidelines have come into effect as part of the Model Code of Conduct. The Commission has warned against the misuse of AI-based tools to create deepfakes that distort information or propagate misinformation over social media platforms and other forms of advertisements. The ECI has assured strict watch on social media posts to ensure that the election atmosphere is not vitiated and emphasized the need to uphold the integrity of the electoral process. In Bihar, major political alliances, the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan, are still grappling with the issue of seat-sharing problems for the upcoming assembly elections. Bihar Minister Ashok Chaudhary said everything is fine within the alliance and talks are ongoing about the seats. He added that everything should be sorted out in a day or two.
Everything is fine in NDA. Talks are ongoing on seat sharing. There are workers and people from all parties whom we need to satisfy. Although there is no problem anywhere, we understand that everything will be sorted out in a day or two.
We bring you a report.
In the Bihar Assembly elections, the tug of war over seat sharing between the constituent parties of both the NDA and the Grand Alliance continues, with negotiations swinging between displeasure and persuasion. Within the NDA, the tone of Jitan Ram Manjhi's party, Hindustani Awam Morcha, has softened, but the BJP has yet to receive any sign of compromise from Chirag Paswan, the chief of the Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas. The Lok Jan Shakti Party's stance has also created unease within the Janata Dal United. The Grand Alliance too remains embroiled in disputes over the number of seats and conditions put forward by its constituent parties, preventing a final agreement of ticket distribution. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has said the global economy is projected to grow by 3% this year. In a statement, IMF's Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva said the global economy has shown stronger than expected resilience, despite major shocks such as US President Donald Trump's tariff measures, but that strength may not last. Lauding India's role in driving global economic growth, she said global growth patterns have been changing over the years, notably with China decelerating steadily, while India develops into a key growth engine.
India is turning into a key growth engine. Durably lifting growth requires, above all, higher private sector productivity. And for this, governments must provide and protect the basic building blocks of free markets, including property rights, rule of law, yet accountable institutions.
In Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will take on South Africa in Vishakhapatnam this afternoon. The match is scheduled to start at 3 p.m. IST. Led by Harmanpreet Kaur, India will aim to keep their winning record intact when they take on Laura Woolworths South Africa in their third encounter of the tournament. India have begun the tournament with successive victories over Sri Lanka and Pakistan, whereas the Proteas lost their opening game to England but came back strongly in their second match against New Zealand. Yesterday, Australia defeated Pakistan by 107 runs at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer in Mumbai. Both leaders reaffirm commitment to enhance economic cooperation in key areas of education, technology, defence and critical minerals. India and Australia ink key defence agreements to strengthen operational partnership between the two armed forces. New Delhi welcomes first phase of Gaza peace agreement, says it will pave the way for lasting peace. Election Commission directs political parties against use of artificial intelligence targeting rival parties or candidates in Bihar assembly polls. International Monetary Fund predicts global GDP growth at 3% this year. And in Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India to take on South Africa in Visakhapatnam this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.